You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 47 of My Peeping Light Podcast. Thank you for joining me. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and today we are talking about how every little adjustment or tweak or maneuver counts. Every little step you take counts. Every change in direction you take counts. It might not count right now, but in the long run, it will count. So today's a very important topic for me. I've noticed that I've been getting a lot of feedback lately, and you know, with feedback, you need to look at what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and you know, use the feedback for your benefit. So today I want to say that I am grateful for the people that are looking out for me and for the people that have got my back, and let me know when there's a little oops or when something's not right. And you know, people like that are rare, especially when it's coming from a good place, and I do genuinely appreciate them. So, you know, with the little adjustments that I do make, as I get information, if I need to make the adjustments, if I feel that it is going to be for me and it's going to be something that will work for me, then definitely. And if not, then I take it to mind and, you know, move along, because I am who I am and I've got to follow my own path and my own peace. So, episode 47 of My Peeping Light Podcast is talking about every little adjustment that counts. So I look forward to it. Let's get crack-a-lacking, good people. I will be right back with the blog. Established in 2017, Tamsinway began as a means to develop myself into the person that I envisioned and to help others to do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, My Peeping Light Podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamsinway brand represents light in a world full of dark spaces and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, poetry, and life experiences. I would personally like to welcome you to the Tamsinway family. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and I am the founder of Tamsinway. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing your life with me. And I would like to wish you all love and light. Okay, we're back, and let me jump straight into tamsinway.com and have a look at every little adjustment counts. So this is the blog that I have chosen for today, and let's get crack-a-lacking. You are only as good as your last decision or choice. How true is that? Because and I deviate almost immediately, because you know, once you can do 100 good things and you do one bad thing, people will remember you for that one bad thing that you did yesterday or today. And then you have to work your butt off to do 100 more good things for them to forget that one bad thing that you did. So, you know, what you chose yesterday happened yesterday. The choices you're making in this current moment is what you should be focusing on and always trying to improve on. No matter how slight, make those improvements, because every little adjustment counts. I personally strive to improve in all aspects of my life, my parenting, my work, my writing, my podcasting, and most importantly, my balance between the physical, mindful, and spiritual parts of me. When you're in tune with your mind, body, and spirit, I find that it gets easier for me to hear the subliminal messages being sent to me through life, through people, through dreams, and just signs that you are on the right or wrong path. I still follow the peace that's inside of me. So if the path ahead of me does not bring me peace, I will not walk on it. I will deviate and I will find another path that brings me peace. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't avoid challenges. I don't avoid confrontation. I'm talking about a piece inside of me that shows me that even that the confrontation is the way that I need to go. Where there's just a peace that sits inside of me that even though there's a challenge in front of me, I'm still at peace. Once my peace is unsettled, then I know that that path is not the one for me and that choice is not the choice for me. That will always be my guide. I will not deviate from it. It has not led me astray, and I don't believe that it ever will. Anyway, this week I spoke to two people that brought up, these are just some things that I need to tweak on. So I spoke to two people that brought up sound quality and podcasting. So the first person that I spoke to was a general comment. We were talking generally about podcasting because I told him that I had one and I did one, and he was explaining to me about a friend that discussed how sound quality is vital and I heard him and I understood it and I agreed with him. And the general comment, was just, he'd never heard my podcast before. This was just a general conversation. He had no opinion about what I had to say and who I was and nothing. We were just having a conversation. So, you know, it was no direct input towards my specific podcast. We were just talking about podcasting in general and radio and sound in general and just the quality and how people are very brutal with bad quality sounding podcasts. Now, the direct comment was from a family member, more specifically a teenage family member who's into the technicalities of sound, and apparently I need more input on my gains. I have no idea what that is, whatever it means. The information is well received. Clearly, my nephew was not happy with my sound. I'm going to have to speak to him about what it is that I need to do to sort out the issue that he has discovered, or the issue that he has with the sound quality of my podcasting. And, you know, I'm going to do some research on my own. I don't know what these gains are. I don't know anything about sound. I haven't studied it. I know nothing about it. All I know is I love to talk. And so I have a microphone and I talk. This is the first time that I've had any input with regards to sound. Actually, no, it's not. It's the second time. The first time I took the advice and I moved forward, but now we will take further advice. And I will make the necessary tweaks and the necessary changes that I need to make in order to improve my sound quality. I've been very upfront, though, about my lack of knowledge with regards to podcasting with all of you. I've been very upfront with everybody, and I have made it clear and made it known that I'm learning as I go along. So when I do get feedback that will help me to grow and improve, it's always welcomed. If I don't get the feedback, I won't know that something is wrong, and then I won't be able to fix it. I will just blissfully carry on and continue to enjoy myself. However, my initial response when I got the message, when it was like, oh my God, I can't put out another episode until I figure out how to fix this. But then I had to pull myself towards myself, and I remembered that I must stay on course because I've made commitments to myself to put out new episodes no matter what. So I'm going to continue to record my podcasts with the setup that I have as usual, and I will make the necessary changes for better sound and gains. And when I figure out what that is, I sound so stupid right now, but I don't care. I'm good with that because I do not have any information about it. So whatever changes I need to make, as soon as I get the information, I will do those changes and make those changes as soon as possible. So I hope that the quality is not too bad for you guys and that you aren't dying listening, thinking, oh my God, can this chick get a better setup? Because I will in time, and I just need to do some research first. Because now that I know that there's a problem, I'm obviously going to want to fix it. So I hope that the message is still received and as it was meant to be received. And I'm very grateful for the feedback. Thank you, my love, for sharing with me what you think. I appreciate your honesty. It takes me back to a conversation that I had with a friend of mine when I first started the podcast, who does this for a living, and he did emphasize that the sound of the quality is very important. The sound of the quality. The quality. That was a blonde moment. That was a proper blonde moment. The quality of the sound is very important. So I should be looking at how to make little adjustments in order to create a pleasant listening experience for you. Another adjustment that is paying off is the one that I spoke about in my last post. Let's move along to the next adjustment, is my lemon water and celery juice are back in full swing and my energy levels are through the roof. I am sleeping better and I am having better days and I am just in such high spirits and my energy is up and everything is good and I am so great and I'm happy, I'm grateful and happy and balanced and on track. And it's amazing to be back. So today is definitely a good day. I feel like there is so much to be excited about. And I don't know what it is, but I just have this feeling like something good is coming. The smile on my face and the flow of energy that runs through me right now just feels right. And it feels good and it feels like I'm on the right path. The little adjustments, the little tweaks that I've made in the past have paid off and they are still paying off. And I'm very proud of the person that I'm growing into. And I love learning about my abilities every single day. Once you know the formula for success, there's really no looking back. Nobody can take this away from me because it's in me. It's in the core of me and the essence of my being. I was born for this journey. And I really am soaking in every single step of the journey. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. It's all part of the package. Everything works together. Nothing and nobody can thrive alone. The good and the bad will work together. We all need something, someone, some way to grow. And we need, just as much as we need the air to live, the sun, to throw in some water and the food. We cannot survive without these things. We need people too. Nothing, nobody will succeed on their own, on its own. No business can survive without its staff, its investors, and its customers. There's a cycle in everything. Nothing is truly independent. Nobody is really independent. We all depend on something or someone. It's just the way we're created. Being dependent, beings dependent on air, water, food, and the sun. Dependent on each other for survival. Safety in numbers. We are always stronger together. I've had to learn to adjust to this notion that I depend on others because I've always felt that I can do everything on my own. As much as I can do most things on my own, my greatest adjustment so far is allowing others to help me to make not only my life, but everything in general easier. That little adjustment of saying yes to help has made the greatest difference in my life. You know, I just want to emphasize, going off topic, the smallest step you take, the smallest change you make, you know, the smallest change of direction that you make in your life, it may look small now. It may look like something insignificant today. But 10 days down the road, when you've taken 100 steps instead of one step and your direction has completely changed, 10 years down the road, your direction has, you've gone in a completely different direction. You're doing something totally different. It makes the biggest difference. The smallest little tweaks and twitches and changes that you make now are the most important ones. They are the ones that will change the trajectory of your life and you will find yourself in a different place completely because of the little choices that you made now, the little improvements. And I'm using different examples and I'm jumping from podcasting to life to people. You know, I am jumping all over the show because I want to show you that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what aspects of your life you're looking at. If there's a change that needs to be made that will improve you, your life, your surroundings, make the change. Don't avoid the change. Make the change. No matter how small it is, whether you're moving something from one place to the next, whether you're moving yourself from one place to the next, whether you're moving your work from one place to the next, whether it's just a change of attitude, whether it's a change of scenery, it doesn't matter, but make the change. Because I promise you in the long run, the small positive changes that you make now will have the greatest effect in the long run. It's important. Stubbornness will keep us where we are. And as human beings, we are the happiest when we are growing, when we're improving and achieving. Stubbornness will stop you from what you need the most. And if I can chuck being stubborn out the window, embrace help from others, then so can you. Because I think that if stubborn was a person, I could definitely have been that person before I learned that I needed to make these changes. I'm no longer that person, but I could have been in the past. So just don't do it. Don't resist the positive changes that are in your mind that you know you need to make. You need to lose some weight, go to the gym. That's for me. You need to get fit, go for a walk. Start with a walk around the block if you must. Go for a run. That's for me too. These are the changes that I need to make currently for myself. You know, you need some new podcast equipment if you're a podcaster. Make that change. If you need a new job, find one. Start looking now. You have to start looking. Make the change. Your hair is too long, cut it. Your hair is too short, grow it. You don't like its color, change it. You don't have to stay as you are. You can make positive choices. You don't like what your office looks like, change your office. Bring some flowers. Put a vase. Put some flowers in the vase and brighten up your office. Put up a poster. You don't like your bedroom, shift it around. You don't like your house, find a new house. You can't afford to find a new house, find a new house that costs the same as the house you're in now. Just make the changes. You don't have to be stuck in life. You don't have to feel stuck in life. You're not stuck. You can make subtle changes. It doesn't have to be something drastic. It can be subtle. And you can make a difference in your own life. Take that step. Make the most out of where you are and what you have. And make those little changes to improve yourself. My wish for you is that you allow others to help you. And that you let them have input into your life. Because how else will you identify those blind spots, the things you cannot see? If we are going to be offended with everything anyone says to help you, then how will you ever grow and learn to improve as a person or in your career? Sounds like offense to everything, and try to hear what the message is instead. So my point is, let people have their opinion and their input. And then use what you need and make adjustments where you can and where you feel is necessary. Don't let stubbornness and offense keep you from growing. Let peace lead your way and receive the gifts that others give, even if it doesn't come in a package that you would prefer. Life is short. Life is long. Life is what you make of it. You know, if you look at whatever the perspective is that you are sitting as, and you look at it and you say life is short, then you know what? Life is short. And if you look at it as life is long, then life is long. Whatever it is that you say life is, that's what it is. So if you are sitting with a negative outlook on life, then life is a negative outlook. Life is negative. If you're sitting on a positive outlook, then life is positive. And life will be positive. Nothing is set in stone, guys. Make the move. Start chipping away at that rock if you need to make a statue. I mean, if you're going to become an artist, start drawing. If you're going to be a writer, start writing. If you're going to be a singer, start singing. If you're going to be an architect, go study. If you want to be a lawyer, go study. But do what you need to do. Make the little changes. Start planning. Start preparing. Today is what's important. What you do now is important. Don't ignore what needs to be done. Don't ignore yourself. Love yourself enough to give yourself what you need. Love yourself enough to make the changes that you need to make. Not only in the world, but in your world, in with yourself. It starts with you. And then it moves on to your family, because they will see what you are doing. You lead by example. You can't talk the talk and not walk the walk. And this applies to me as well. I can't sit here and tell you one thing and do another thing. I do this when I've learned something and I've made the adjustments and I plan on making the adjustments and I hold myself accountable. Because I love myself enough to hold myself accountable and to keep the promises that I make to myself. Because I'm worth it. And so are you. Keep the promises that you make to yourself. Make the changes that you want to make and do what's right for you. This is episode 47 of My Peeping Light podcast, and my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's been good. It's been a blast, and I actually enjoy doing this with you. Actually, I always enjoy doing this with you, but this specific one, it's close to home. So, you know, just have a listen and take care. Take care and be good to yourself. Be kind and just do what you need to do and make those changes. Make those adjustments. Just a little tweak. Just a little tweak for now. It's all you need to do. Just start. Just start. Love and light. Peace. My Peeping Light podcast is a podcast that discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I have used and the lessons that I have learned along the way. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and this is My Peeping Light podcast. You're listening to My Peeping Light podcast.